Right now, it is time for the Way Black History Fact, and today's Way Black History Fact is sponsored by Underground Beach Club. From the streets to the beach, for the latest in beachwear, visit undergroundbeachclub.com. Today, we're talking about the first black female astronaut. Dr. Mae Jemison is a physician, as if astronaut wasn't enough, and scientist who in 1992 became the first black woman astronaut in space. After attending Stanford and Cornell universities, she served as a medical officer in the Peace Corps. In June 1987, she achieved a lifelong dream when she became the first black woman to be admitted into NASA's astronaut training program. Jemison made history again on September 12, 1992, when she flew into space aboard the Endeavour on mission STS-47 and became the first black woman in space. In recognition of her accomplishments, Jemison has received several awards and honorary doctorates. Today, she works as a scientist and public speaker. Mae Carol Jemison was born on October 17, 1956, in Decatur, Alabama. She's the youngest child of Charlie Jemison, a roofer and carpenter, and Dorothy Jemison, an elementary school teacher. Her sister, Ada Jemison Bullock, became a child psychiatrist, and her brother, Charles Jemison, is a real estate broker. When Mae was 3 years old, the Jemison family moved to Chicago to take advantage of better educational opportunities. Her parents were supportive and encouraging of Mae's talents and abilities throughout her early school years. She spent a considerable amount of time in her school library reading all about aspects of science, especially astronomy. Jemison became convinced she wanted to pursue a career in biomedical engineering during her time at Morgan Park High School. Mae graduated in 1973 as a consistent honor student, then entered Stanford University on a National Achievement Scholarship. As she'd been in high school, Jemison was very involved in extracurricular activities at Stanford, including dance and theater productions, and served as the head of the Black Student Union. That's something that Q and I both did as well.
Indeed.
So shout out to everyone who participated in the BSU, but also the heads. All right. She received a Bachelor's of Science in Chemical Engineering from the university in 1977. Jemison continued her education at Cornell University Medical College. During her years there, she found time to expand her horizons by studying in Cuba and Kenya and working at a Cambodian refugee camp in Thailand. She became a doctor of medicine in 1981. After obtaining her medical degree, Jemison interned at Los Angeles County University of Southern California Medical Center, then worked as a general practitioner. Beginning in January 1983, she was the Area Peace Corps Medical Officer for Sierra Leone and Liberia. She served in the position for 2.5 years while also teaching and conducting medical research on projects related to rabies, a parasitic disease, schistosomiasis, maybe, and a hepatitis B vaccine. Following her return to the United States in 1985, Jemison made a career change and decided to follow a dream she had nurtured for a long time. That October, she applied for NASA's astronaut training program. The Challenger disaster of January 1986 delayed the selection process, but when she reapplied a year later, Jemison was one of 15 candidates chosen from a field of about 2,000. On June 4, 1987, Jemison became the first black woman to be admitted into the NASA astronaut training program. After more than a year of training, she became the first black female astronaut, earning the title of Science Mission Specialist. The job made her responsible for conducting crew-related scientific experiments on the space shuttle. When Jemison finally flew into space on September 12, 1992, with 600 astronauts aboard the Endeavour on mission STS-47, she became the first black woman in space. During her 8 days in space, Jemison conducted experiments on weightlessness and motion sickness of the crew and herself. In all, she spent more than 190 hours in space before returning to Earth on September 20th, 1992. So, a lot of ebony excellence in today's program.